Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden saying earlier this hour of an attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans that has left 15 people dead and dozens injured.
Our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after a despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours.
The pickup driver from Texas was killed in a shootout with police. Found on the truck was an ISIS flag and inside of it explosive devices, as well as others in the French Quarter. The FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism. The president adding,
I directed my team to make sure every resource is made available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete the investigation in New Orleans quickly and to make sure there is no remaining threat to the American people.
New Orleans Parish DA Jason Williams.
We knew that Bourbon Street was a particularly soft target for that sort of attack, which is why we authorized and allocated money to put those barricades up.
But he got around them. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
The Bucks come back to beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks picked up a win on the road with a 120-112 victory over the Pacers in Indiana. Giannis led with 30 points and 12 rebounds after only scoring 4 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I mean, that's Giannis being Giannis. He was struggling, couldn't catch his breath. When you don't play and then you try to play, you have the bobbles. And I don't know how many times he just bobbled the ball. You can feel it. So in a way, he got through it in the first half, and then he got his rhythm in the second half.
Giannis asked, how did it feel after missing the last 9 days with back spasms and an illness?
I feel like I was a rookie again out there. You know, tried to figure out things as I went. You know, I'm a basketball player, I'm a competitor. First half wasn't a great half, but I feel like in the second half, we were able to move the ball better, had a little bit more rhythm, got to my spot, and helped my team win.
College hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette over Providence, 78-50. NFL, the Packers working on New Year's Day, holding practice, getting ready to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered evening flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the mid-20s. Even colder as we look through Friday and the upcoming weekend, highs drop back into the mid and upper teens. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Pete Schwabe. Just wanted to wish you a happy new year and tell you that Conrad and I are off New Year's Eve and New Year's Day spending time with our families. So we put together this show featuring several of our segments with one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr. She brings us new music every week for what we like to call Bar Band Friday Night. Hope you have a safe and happy new year, and we'll be back live January 2nd.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabe, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's that special time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. One of our favorite moments in the entire week here at Nightlight, because we get to welcome our friend and one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, the Nightlight, who brings us new music and sparkling conversation. Terry Barr. Terry, welcome.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Conrad. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday to you.
Happy indeed. Am I wrong, or is this like the Friday before Thanksgiving? It's like you got this weekend, then a short week, and then a great holiday. It's just, you can't beat it, right?
I feel that right now. Yes. In fact, Conrad and I were talking about that too, just kind of get through the next few days and then hopefully time to relax for a couple of days.
Absolutely. And nobody could use a break, I'm sure, more than you. You do so much here. We were just talking about your contributions to New Wisco Weekend and everything you
show.
Do for the network and this and Max Inc. I mean, when do you sleep, my friend?
I'll sleep very well tonight, I think.
I hope so.
Me too, Pete.
Well, it's great to have you here. You have two fantastic artists you've shared with us again. Who should we start with, Terry?
I think after discussing with Conrad, I think let's go with Mackenzie O'Brien first.
Okay.
She's a little bit older in the two women that I sent to you today. She's all of 25 years old.
Oh, getting up there.
I know. Her album that she is out on tour supporting right now is called A Quarter Life Crisis.
Oh, I love that.
I did too. I kind of dig that. And here's what's really fun. She's from Chicago, but when she records, she always goes to Nashville. She has a team that she writes with there. But the band that she tours with, she has been playing with these three or four other gentlemen for like 10 years. So they're solid. They've got a good history already in what they're doing, where they're going. She is playing at a place called Whiskey Jack's that is in downtown Madison tomorrow night. Her show's at 9:30. Yep. And then she's going to have another show at Whiskey Jack's on Saturday, February 8th. So if you like what you hear, put that on your schedule. Otherwise, she plays all around the Chicago area. She even has a show coming up at Hard Rock Cafe, the new one in Rockford. That one is in January.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We talked about that recently with your friends at Cheap Trick opened that up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and they are getting some great music to come in, and I was really pleasantly surprised to see her on the list of one of the upcoming artists playing there. The venue's awesome, brand new, really nice. We're going to learn all about her tomorrow night because she is going to walk over to visit us in studio before the show. So I think that's going to be really fun to be able to talk with her. Yeah.
Absolutely. Should we? All right. So tell us about the song, and then I've got questions. So she's from Chicago, or what are her ties to Wisconsin? Just that she plays here a lot?
She plays here often. Yes.
Okay.
And she has this new music. So Rocker is my co-host on Max Inc. Radio. He found out she was going to be doing a show here again this weekend. And he then reached out to her and said, hey, come on over to the radio station and tell us all about what you're up to. And so she's on this tour in support of a new album. And she's already started writing her next album for next year. So,
oh my gosh.
I know. Speaking of when does someone sleep, apparently she does not.
This is so cool. It says she has credits, her song placements. She's had songs placed in hit shows from Yellowstone to Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm. And she's 25? How long has she been at this?
She's been at this since she was a teen.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive.
And sometimes, you know, you're in the right place at the right time. She met some of the right people in Chicago that then hooked her up with people in Nashville. But I love that she still comes back to Chicago. She calls it her home and does tons of shows all around the area.
That's so great. And it's so exciting you guys have her tomorrow night. So, all right, let's hear.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So this first song is called Sugar Daddy Issues. Am I getting that right?
She has sugar daddy issues from her quarter life crisis album.
She's an old soul. All right, let's hear Mackenzie O'Brien. This is Sugar Daddy Issues here on Bar Band Friday Night on Nightlight.
Slid into my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on that Venmo, oh, love me De Niro. And I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my fuzzy bunny onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holla to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. A corn star wherever you are. Turning that old money.
Oh, that's great. I'm blushing.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the normal response to a grown man to be blushing after he hears that song?
Good for you, Pete.
Okay, so should we turn to Paige? Am I saying her last name? Is it Kleber?
Yeah, Paige Kleber. Kleber in German means glue. So you gotta love this. She already has her fan club called the Glue Sticks.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. What do you think? Should we play the song and then talk about it? Because I don't know that I want to give too much away until after you hear the song.
I love that. Let's hear the song and then we'll discuss it afterwards. This is Playing Hard to Get, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is By Way of Terry Barr, Paige Kleber, and Playing Hard to Get. Then we will come back and break it down, ladies and gentlemen, on Bar Band Friday Night. That's a really nice, cute song. And I say that, I use those adjectives, Terry. Tell us more. I think people are going to be surprised. Hey, Terry, let's pick it up. We got to do a very quick thing. Let's pick it up right there.
You got it. You got it.
All right. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Bar Band Friday Night. We are coming right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR, it's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny. Yeah. That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
That was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Roll, roll me away, won't you roll me away tonight? I too am lost, I feel double crossed, I'm sick of what's wrong and what's right. We never even said a word, we just walked out.
He says, Pete, possible explanation to off like a herd of turtles. Sometimes when a bunch of baby turtles hatched at the same time on the beach, they all make a mad dash for the relative safety of the ocean, avoiding angry birds and other predators. They are off like a herd of turtles. Steady, I watch nature on PBS, Eddie. Okay. Well, I'm glad we have clarification. Conrad, you kind of hinted that that's what you thought it might mean, too.
He said it better, though.
Yeah, he did. That was very well done. So Terry, maybe we just taught you something for a change. That would make me feel good that we've given back. But you bring us great music every week. Tell us about, all right, Paige Kleber, 11 years old. How do you even write a song at that age, much less get it produced and get it out there?
She started a few years ago by going to open mics and doing, you know, some cover songs. She'd get up with a lot of the places around the Madison area have bands that actually play some of these open mics. So she was already getting up and singing with a real band, but it wasn't her own music. So her mom gets the idea, oh, let's send her to girls rock camp. And for the girls, it's a week long camp where they basically form a band, write a song, and at the end of the week, get up and perform it for a great big audience. She loved it so much, she started writing and recording her own songs. And now what do you do as a parent? Now you got to support this even more because you're the one who put her in this camp to learn how to do this. Yep. So she now has an entire album that she just released. She is going to be live in the Lair on our Max Inc. radio music show tomorrow night from 9 to 10. We had to make sure that she could be up late. But she can fill an hour. She has enough music and enough stories to tell us for an entire hour.
That is really cool. It's funny, when you sent this earlier, I looked at her website, or I just Googled and I went to the website. I just kind of glanced and I clicked on about. That's usually the first place I go. And one of her quotes is, it's fun to play music alone in your room, but even more fun when you bring those songs in front of people who get it too.
Yes.
And I'm like, fun to play in your room? What the heck? And then I went back and looked at the picture. I'm like, how old is this kid? like a fifth or sixth grader. That's insane.
Well, and if you dive further into her website and look at the events, She's booked. She's playing open mics where she's actually getting to sing her own original music. She's got two concerts coming up in January. She's got some other things that she's playing in December. And she's doing, now this can't be easy, but she's doing the national anthem in Verona for both the boys' basketball game and the girls' basketball game. Now, that would frighten me to death because that's a hard audience.
Yeah, and it's not, and she's kind of doing more poppy tunes. Like, that's not an easy song, or maybe it is. I don't know.
But I don't
think
it
seems like kind
of
a departure. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her, though, not to be afraid of it.
That's really cool. And then it looks like she's going to be at the Madison Area Music, or maybe that's already in the past. I'm looking ahead to next year, but she seems like. Yeah, these are the ones that are knocked off her calendar that I guess she's already done. That's really cool stuff, though.
Yeah, she just starred. Now, this is also done, but at Verona Middle School, which just blows me away to even say that she's in middle school. She was the star of the SpongeBob SquarePants play that they just did, the musical.
That's so great. Well, Verona, isn't that where Butch Vig is from, too? Maybe she'll get discovered there, or maybe it's Viroqua.
Oh, you're close. It's a V, but it's Viroqua.
Viroqua, okay. Well,
yeah,
he could be on a road trip.
That was a good try right off the top of your head. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get her famous, just trying to help her out by way of you. So there you go.
Well, and when you think about how Taylor Swift started out, very similar path, but then her parents moved her to Nashville. So I don't know what will happen with Paige, but I'm hoping her mom will be there so we can, you know, kind of dig into a little bit of the, okay, now what's the parent impact here?
Right. Well, either way, everybody can listen tomorrow night on Live in the Lair, and the album has 5 songs on it. I'm guessing you can get through a substantial, maybe all of them tomorrow night, and that would be a fantastic listen tomorrow night. So check out Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Terry, thank you so much for all you do for this show and for Bar Band Friday Night. Always fun, my friend.
Thank you. Grateful for you, Conrad, and all of your listeners. Thanks for being here, and I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday next week.
Back at you, my friend. All right. Thanks so much, Terry Barr. We are thankful for you as well. And Conrad, I think I'm more thankful for Terry than you. I'm not trying to start a competition here, but, you know, you kind of just sit there. Oh, I guess I am the host. Okay. I have to talk more. great stuff, though. That was, I couldn't believe it. I went to the website. I'm like, how old is this? Like, she kind of sounds young, but you're like, well, nobody that young could write a song like that. But that's great.
In the midnight moonlight hour, she's walking along that lonely mile. And every time I do, I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby, here she comes now.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered evening flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the mid-20s. Even colder as we look through Friday and the upcoming weekend, highs drop back into the mid and upper teens. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm your host, Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. Emerson Lehman from WBAY is still here. He is the co-anchor of the morning show.
You haven't shooed me away yet.
I have not shooed you away. Well, you're Conrad's friend, and Conrad said, whatever you do, keep this guy around.
Because he will appreciate bring, that, Conrad.
He will bring value. And no, it's great to have you here. And it was fun to talk to Rob Thomas. We have another guest who I just informed Emerson Conrad that Terry was an anchor here in Green Bay. So yes. I'm excited for these two to meet. So let's bring Terry in right now because Terry Barr is like our favorite Friday night personality. She's so much fun. She joins us now. She's the host of Max Inc. on Saturday nights here on Civic Media. If you haven't checked it out, you absolutely have to. It's a great show. Terry, how are you?
Hi, guys. Great to talk with you once again.
Yeah.
And hey, Emerson, he's there on a Friday night because, you know, those mornings are brutal.
Exactly. You know, you know the tricks of the trade, Terry.
Terry, where were you on up here when you were here?
Fox 11, but we were NBC back at that time, became Fox 11 halfway through my 10 years there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And it was fun because I started on the morning show, so I totally get that. We were only, Emerson will love this, we were a half an hour morning show then. And now they're like 10 hours long, aren't they?
Yeah, we're on for 3, so it's a little bit of a beast now.
Wow.
It is, and I'm sure you have to get there at 2 in the morning. I was lucky I didn't have to get there until 4 in the morning.
Well, sleeping in,
but
yeah.
I was only on the morning show probably a half of a year, and then I got moved to the 6 p.m., which was wonderful. And then we became the Fox station, first Fox affiliate in the country, and there wasn't a big Fox, so nobody really knew what this was all about, including us working there. But we had the Packers and traveled with them all the time, and we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, which sometimes that can be the best way to go.
Yeah, is 6 o'clock like the sweet spot? Because you're not up too late, you're not...
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely like kind of getting all the people are... you'd like to think are home from work and everything and turn it in for their evening news with the dinner and stuff like that. I don't know.
A cocktail with a Manhattan in your hand.
It kind of depends. Like some people, they watch it in the morning.
Oh,
some watch
I
it
like you, Emerson. Yeah.
actually, I said that.
That was Pete. I can't take credit for that.
Pete.
That's okay.
I like you, Pete. We're besties.
Yeah, we're besties, but I didn't want to give him a reputation. I don't want his bosses to be like, he's drinking a Manhattan while he's doing the news. Like I had to have it
in a little desk drawer underneath the table or, wherever you may need it.
My coffee mug is filled with water. I don't even drink coffee.
Right.
That's hilarious. Terry, So I wanted to ask you about this. You posted something yesterday on the company chat, a picture of you with Denise Brown. Because O.J. Simpson passed away a couple days ago. What was that? You talked to her, you said, I think in the chat for like an hour?
We did an hour-long special after I did a sit-down interview with her. Her sister, of course, Nicole Brown Simpson, married to O.J. Simpson. Nicole was murdered in 1994. Denise Brown did her first interview with us in 1995.
Wow.
And she never, ever mentions, and she still doesn't. She does not want to say OJ's name. So her interview with us was really telling us about her sister and what her sister was going through and how she could not understand how this could happen to somebody she cared about. You know, here's Denise talking about her sister, Nicole, seeing all the signs and thinking, well, no, this cannot happen in our family. There's no way. And then, of course, she said the reality hit when Nicole was murdered in 1994. Terrific interview. She then later came to Green Bay and helped raise money for the domestic abuse shelter there. And she also, since then, has gotten a little more quiet, but she has helped change some really important laws, including the big one that if you're a survivor, and by this we mean a man or a woman survivor, and the person who assaulted you is getting out of prison or jail, you get an alert immediately. So you are well aware that this person is being released. And Denise Brown was behind that happening. You know, then OJ and Nicole's kids were growing up and you know, they kept ending up in the limelight for no reason except they were OJ's kids. So so I think Denise and the family really decided to simmer everything down, quietly advocate so that those kids could try to grow up with some kind of normalcy, whatever that might be.
That's really remarkable because I forgot about her. So the fact that she has done all this behind the scenes and isn't one of those people trying to be in front of the camera all the time, for some reason that makes me even more impressed by her. You know?
Yes. I was actually stunned when we sat down to chat. She really hadn't wanted to do any interviews. She was more comfortable, you know, again, kind of behind the scenes, advocating and making a difference when it came to, can I get some bills changed? Can I just get the story out about Nicole so it doesn't happen to somebody else? But when we sat down to chat, we probably had a 4-hour interview that we cut down into the 1 hour.
Wow.
And at the time, Northeast Wisconsin had a really active Take Back the Night organization. And we aired this in conjunction with that April's Take Back the Night. So this is 96. And invited people to be part of it, to share their stories, to just come and, you know, kind of be in that circle of safety. And we had the biggest group we had ever had that year. And I don't know that it had anything to do with our special or Denise Brown, but because so much of that was on people's minds at that time with O.J. Simpson.
That's incredible. I'll share one more fascinating tidbit to me that I saw and read it regarding O.J. Simpson. And I talked about this a little bit last night on the air. The Buffalo Bills, what they have contributed to society and the horror and the tragedy. First, apparently in the season before they drafted O.J. Simpson, some guy dropped a really easy pass and they lost the game, giving them the first pick. They took O.J. Simpson, who met Nicole Brown in Buffalo. And then obviously that whole tragedy happened. And then Robert Kardashian gets involved and we have the Kardashians now. So the Buffalo Bills, this person who posted this on Reddit said they are responsible for so much horrible stuff in America. Like we wouldn't know the Kardashians, Nicole Brown, that never would have happened to her. Like, isn't that crazy where life can take you sometimes?
Yeah. And it's one of those, I was talking to Maggie Dawn today and she said, what do you remember about the chase on the highway? And I said, you know, it's like September 11th. We all remember where we were when that was breaking news. And, you know, it is just one of those that you think back. It's 30 years now, but you think back and after OJ passes a day or two ago and realizing, oh, my gosh, here we are. It's April. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And OJ just passed away. Now, I don't know. To me, there was some irony in that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just knowing how everybody still was sort of, OJ, oh my God, no way. He's this big, great football player,
right.
You know, larger than life. And it just became such a soap opera, except it was real.
Yeah. Well, all right. Now that we got that depressing stuff out of the way.
It was an interesting chat, though.
Which I brought up. I apologize. It was fascinating. Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about Max Inc. tomorrow. I know we have, like always, you sent us a really cool song.
Yay!
You guys have another winner. There's been no chink in the armor in the guests you've had on since I've known you.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I feel really fortunate. This band tomorrow night, they have visited us a couple of times because they're one of those that tends to crank out new music and new albums constantly. They want to be on the radar. They want to be someone that finally can step out of Wisconsin and say, we did it, Wisconsin, we made it. And every time I hear a new song or a new album from them, I feel like they're right on the verge. I'm talking about the Mascot Theory. They are based in Madison. This new album coming out has been in the works, all these guys, has been in the works since 2020 when we all hibernated and the band basically wrote all these songs. And then they had to wait for the country to reopen because they were scheduled to go to Sonic Ranch in Texas, middle of nowhere in southern Texas. And they were going to work with this famous producer. His name is Terry Manning. Now, Terry Manning has worked with, like, Led Zeppelin.
Familiar with their work.
Yeah. ZZ Top, Lenny Kravitz. Jeez. So they were thrilled to finally get there. And in 1 week's time, they recorded all 13 songs, plus Terry Manning, like two of their old songs. So he had them redo two of their older songs. And now they have a double album coming out in the next month. So it's really, really exciting to see them finally hit the point where they've got this music together and they can put it out to the people.
That is really cool. I just love those backstories every week when you give us some background information on the acts. So, all right, the band is called The Mascot Theory. You can hear them on Max Inc. tomorrow night here at Civic Media from Live in the Lair. Conrad, let's hear their work. Was that a Conrad fade, or is that how the song
ended? That was a Conrad fade.
Terry, nice work. That's a great song.
Aren't they fabulous? Again, I always say they sound radio ready like the old days when the DJs used to be the ones that would break open careers for musicians. And I guess we hope that that can really happen for someone like this band. They do a lot of nonprofit fundraising. They do shows for free. So it's not that they don't care about the communities they live in. They do care, but it's like, I want to care more for them so that they can
do
famous, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll just say it.
Is that song? That's called Fast Car Getaway, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to tell you something, an experience I had with your show, and I'll do that next. This is Terry. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Emerson Lehman sitting in. Terry Barr on the line. We're coming right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Let It Go from Frozen on the text line from the 920. Conrad's mom checking in. That's a great song from Frozen. I would not have thought of that one, though. Terry, our question tonight is what song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? You can take a couple minutes to think about it if you want.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We had Eye of the Tiger, Grease, Summer Nights.
Prince.
Yeah. Doves Cry.
1999.
That's
yeah.
A great one. Yeah.
That whole album, obviously.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go back to The Mascot Theory, Fast Car Getaway, great song. I have to tell you, and I want everyone listening to know that here's what these guys do for Max Inc. I did my show last Friday from the Madison Studios, Friday and Monday. I thought I left my charger. I go back Saturday thinking I know they're going to be there setting up for Live in the Lair. Uh-huh. These guys were busting their butts, pulling cords in. I mean, what you guys do to put... just to put what you into that show is incredible. Like the effort. I mean, I'm very impressed. So a tip of my hat to everything you guys do there.
Well, and last week, of course, was that big blues band, Diana yeah. Jones out of Milwaukee.
She was great.
And it's like an 8-member band. So, yeah. It takes a little bit extra when you're getting big bands like that in, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. Keep up the great work. That's a great. Hey, you do these great little reports about fun Wisconsin facts. What's the most fun one you've done recently?
It's out of Denmark, which is a little town right outside of Green Bay. There is a cheese box making company that has been there for more than 100 years.
That's the one I heard. I love this one.
Yes. And this one just made me laugh because the more you dig, the more you find.
Yeah.
And then I find out they were in this charcuterie board competition. So, you know, we come in, I think maybe it's a Wisconsin thing. We don't like to lose. So they made the biggest charcuterie board ever. And they are now in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's something to write home about.
Absolutely.
I know. And now who's going to beat that? I don't think anybody will.
Do you think you'll be able to work the word charcuterie into any more of your exposés?
You know, if it has impressive. To do with cheese, I bet I can find a way to do it.
You could, yeah. Terry, thank you so much. Have a great show tomorrow night. And
thanks to all my besties. You boys are the best.
You're our besties.
Great to meet you, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
All right. Have a great night. You're the best.
Have a great weekend.
Terry Barr. Thank you, Terry. You too.
That song is what the kids would call a bop nowadays.
You know, I meant to ask her what... You're probably right, though. I usually ask her, like, where do you... How do you categorize that song?
That was a bop.
Okay.
I was bopping my head, yeah, you know?
I was tapping my foot. You were bopping. It was a bop and tap, I think, is the, you know... That was good, though. Yeah, it was a good song.
Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. That would be my answer to that question.
That's
my answer for Cars. Oh. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was trying to think of it. That's a great... In the movie Cars, when they're doing that aerial shot, and they're pulling out of that stadium.
And then it...
Love it.
There's... I don't know why that this is a thing on Instagram right now, but people are making, like, edits to the movie Cars with...
Oh, really?
Like, they're just, like, linking up a bunch of different scenes together and putting it to, like, modern music.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know. It's awesome, though. It's taken me back to...
Sounds addictive.
I think it's showing up in my algorithm now because I liked one of them, and now I'm just seeing all of it.
I can't... It's so funny. Like, you... I know you're older than Conrad, but when I was watching that movie with my son when it came out, I took him to the theater. I'm like, oh, God, Cars? Car Town? How are they going to make this interesting? And I left. I've seen the movie 30 times. It's great.
I was supposed to have a go-kart race the day that I saw that in theaters. It got rained out, so my parents were like, okay, we'll go see Cars.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And let me tell you. Cars 1, 2, and 3, I'll watch them all. People...
2?
Cars 2 gets a lot of hate. Yeah. I liked Cars 2.
Okay.
I was a fan. I'm one of the few.
Good for you. Good for you, digging your heels in.
I'll stand by that.
I like Larry the Cable Guy as Mater. You're my best friend. It was just a fun movie.
Like Tug Mater, but without the Tug or something like that.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's a good one. Life is a Highway from Cars. Andrew from Verona checks in. The 630 says, working 9 to 5. Yes, well... That's the name of the song and the movie, and it's synonymous. Absolutely. I would have to say Sympathy for the Devil in Goodfellas when they're showing all the bot. No, sorry. Layla. It's the Layla song when they're showing all the dead bodies that Jimmy Conway had killed. And it was just like this bizarre kind of, you know, what do you call it? They just cut all these dead bodies together and had this song that was kind of a beat. I don't know. It was bizarre.
It was a weird combination of what was going on and what you were hearing.
It's like a montage of the bodies they had killed because they pulled off a big heist.
Okay.
And guys were buying cars and fur coats, and De Niro didn't want them to get caught. So he killed them. He just took them out. And this is based on a real guy called Jimmy Conway. And it's Layla by Eric Clapton.
That sticks with you.
It sticks. Well, I mean, I have a ton. Like, I have playlists of just songs that make me think of movies.
When I walked in and I heard you mention the question, and I was like, oh, I need to start racking my brain here. I need to start thinking about it. And it finally,
there's so many, though. Conrad, have you weighed in on this yet?
So I would say it's from a TV show, How I Met Your Mother, and it's called 500 Miles.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Absolutely.
And it gets stuck in the tape recorder in Marshall's car, so they just keep hearing it over and over
like
and over.
Like a seven-hour road trip, right? And they're just jamming to that song the whole time.
It goes through phases. They're like, I hate this song. This song's so good.
That's hilarious. Thank you so much for your text. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot.
save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On festive Bourbon Street in New Orleans this morning, the laughter turned to screams as a pickup truck slammed into the crowd, killing 15 people and injuring dozens more. The driver of the truck, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen and Army vet who lived in Texas, was also killed when he and police exchanged gunfire. President Biden saying,
"Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill."
The FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca in New Orleans.
The FBI, now leading the investigation, says Jabbar was carrying an ISIS flag, had weapons, and at least two potential improvised explosive devices. Similar devices were also found in the area. Jabbar was a U.S.-born citizen, a resident of Texas, and an Army veteran. Authorities are questioning whether he acted alone. FBI